to any conclusion about him. They ran out into another alley and pounded down it. Rincewind tried to keep up with the girl. People following her tended to tread on sharp things, and he wasn't sure she'd remember he was on her side, whatever side that was. A thin, half-hearted drizzle was falling, and at the end of the alley was a faint blue glow. Wait! The terror in Rincewind's voice was enough to slow her down. What's wrong? Why has he stopped? I'll ask him, said Kanina firmly. Why is he covered in snow? She stopped and turned round, arms thrust into her sides, one foot tapping impatiently on the damp cobbles. Rincewind, I've known you for an hour, and I'm astonished you've lived even that long. Yes, but I have, haven't I? I've got a sort of talent for it. Ask anyone. I'm an addict.
Addicted to what?
Life. I got hooked on it at an early age, and I don't want to give it up. And take it from me, this doesn't look right. Kanina looked back at the figure, surrounded by the glowing blue aura. It seemed to be looking at something in its hands. Snow was settling on its shoulder like really bad dandruff, terminal dandruff. Rincewind had an instinct for these things, and he had a deep suspicion that the man had gone where shampoo would be no help at all. They sidled along a glistening wall. There's something very strange about him, she conceded.
You mean the way he's got his own private blizzard?
Doesn't seem to upset him. He's smiling.
A frozen grin, I'd call it.
The man's icicle-hung hands had been taking the lid off the box, and the glow from the hat's octarines shone up into a pair of greedy eyes that were already heavily rimed with frost.
Know him? Said Kanina.
Rincewind shrugged.
I've seen him around, he said.
He's called Larry the Fox, or Fezzy the Stoat, or something. Some sort of rodent, anyway. Just steals things. He's harmless.
He looks incredibly cold.
Kanina shivered. I expect he's gone to a warmer place. Don't you think we should shut the box?
It's perfectly safe now, said the hat's voice from inside the glow. And so perish all enemies of wizardry.
Rincewind wasn't about to trust what a hat said.
We need something to shut the lid, he muttered. A knife or something. You wouldn't have one, would you?
Look the other way, Kanina warned.
There was a rustle and another gust of perfume.
You can look back now.
Rincewind was handed a 12-inch throwing knife. He took it gingerly. Little particles of metal glinted on its edge.
Thanks, he turned back. Not leaving you short, am I?
I have others.
I'll bet.
Rincewind reached out gingerly with the knife. As it neared the leather box, its blade went white and started to steam. He whimpered a little as the cold struck his hand. A burning, stabbing cold, a cold that crept up his arm and made a determined assault on his mind. He forced his numb fingers into action and with great effort nudged the edge of the lid with the tip of the blade. The glow faded. The snow became sleet, then melted into drizzle. Kanina nudged him aside and pulled the box out from the frozen arms.
I wish there was something we could do for him. It seems wrong to just leave him here.
He won't mind, said Rincewind with conviction.
Yes, but we could at least lean him against the wall or something.
Rincewind nodded and grabbed the frozen thief by his icicle arm. The man slipped out of his grasp and hit the cobbles, where he shattered. Kanina looked at the pieces.
Ugh, she said.
There was a disturbance further up the alley coming from the back door of the troll's head. Rincewind felt the knife snatched from his hand and then go past his ear in a flat trajectory that ended in the doorpost 20 yards away. A head that had been sticking out withdrew hurriedly.
We'd better go, said Kanina, hurrying along the alley. Is there somewhere we can hide? Your place?
I generally sleep at the university, said Rincewind, hopping along behind her.
You must not return to the university,
growled the hat from the depths of its box. Rincewind nodded distractedly. The idea certainly didn't seem attractive.
Anyway, they won't allow women inside after dark, he said.
And before dark?
Not then either.
Kanina sighed.
That's silly. What have you wizards got against women, then?
Rincewind's brow wrinkled.
We're not supposed to put anything against women, he said. That's the whole point.
Sinister grey mists rolled through the docks of Moorpork, dripping from the rigging, coiling around the drunken rooftops, lurking in alleys. The docks at night were thought by some to be even more dangerous than the shades. Two muggers, a sneak thief, and someone who'd merely tapped Kanina on the shoulder to ask her the time, had already found this out.
"Do you mind if I ask you a question?" said Rincewind, stepping over the luckless pedestrian who lay coiled around his private pain.
"Well?"
I mean, I wouldn't like to cause offence,